I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week. Hopefully you had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us all around the world. Hopefully you've been safe and just enjoying watching this craziness of ongoing craziness of the MLB season. We'll talk about some of the highlights as we always do tonight on the show, Nolan and myself, but we do want to make the announcement. We've got a guest on with us tonight, and that's Max Vetter. Max happens to be a player of mine over here in France, and he hails from Germany, near the Frankfurt area in Germany, and he's been kind enough to come on, and we're going to talk a little bit about what baseball has meant to him, different part of the world growing up, but he's had some very interesting experiences that Nolan and I talk about all the time of how amazing this game of baseball really can be if you're a dirtbag at the end of the day, and you get up and you get after it and you get dirty every single day. It's amazing what can happen, so we're happy to have him on. And we'll be talking about him, like you said, and he'll be mixing in and giving his opinions about how he was able to watch MLB over here growing up and different things like that. So we're excited about it. We hope you enjoy the show and really looking forward to it. So, but as always, before we get to it and get opening, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro. That's a hitting training aid that happy to have them as a part of the show with us, and definitely check them out at ripgrippro.com. Tress Sullivan and his team have an amazing product there, and definitely should be a part of your hitting training aid. And it's something that's different at first. There's no question about it. It's like any new device. It takes a bit of time getting used to, but once you get it, hey, you know why you have it. So if you want to talk to me about anything about it, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com or Instagram, Facebook at DirtbagBaseballNation. DM me. I'm happy to talk about it. And, of course, our always trustworthy, the Rope Trainer. Perfect throwing aid, ultimate throwing aid. Needs to be in your bag as part of your helmet, your batting gloves, your cleats. Needs to be a part of who you are on that field to warm up, help the arm. It's a self-training tool. You don't need anybody to work with it. It's everything from beginners to pros and everywhere in between. So make sure you get it. You can find that at DirtbagBaseballNation.com, right on our website. You can find out more information about it. And other than that, sit back, get that favorite drink, that favorite chair, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get after it.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Shantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says. Offer good in store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we're lucky enough to have a guest with us tonight, Max Vetter. And Max is a player of mine over here in France this past summer, or well, this summer. And he hails from the Frankfurt area in Germany. So, Max, welcome aboard, man. Great to have you on the show with us.
Welcome, Kirk. Welcome, Nolan. Thank you for having me. It's really a blessing for me to be on the show, listening to it a lot of times. So I'm really blessed to be on it. Thank you.
No question. And as you can hear, Dirtbag Nation, he is fluent. It's amazing. He is fluent in English, certainly German, but it amazes me all the time that how well he speaks English, and it's helped me immensely over here just to have another English-speaking person to be able to dialogue outside of the French when I need to. So it's been a lot of fun. So, Max, you know, you grew up around baseball. What was it that first took you into this game of baseball?
Growing up being German, sure, everybody knows soccer is like the biggest thing in Germany, the biggest sport. So we grew up playing soccer, but I was lucky enough to have one day to try out for a baseball team. So my parents told me there's a baseball team in our area. So I went for my first time there. And I will never forget, it was the first time hitting front of us. We had 10 swings and I made contact with 10 balls. And that was the moment where I said, okay, that's what I love. And I don't want to do anything else besides that. And that's the moment where I fell in love with baseball.
Yeah, I mean, so it sounds like a lot of everybody in North America as well, or anywhere else in the world. You got your taste for it. You got it in your blood, obviously, in that. You're 27. You're the same age as Art Braden right now. And you've been doing it, what? How old were you?
The first time I was 14. I started late because of playing soccer and different sports before. And then I started playing baseball with 14. And since that, it was only baseball on the mind, and yeah, changed the life.
Yeah, for sure. And so much the same as myself and Nolan and Braden, you've been able to have some amazing baseball experiences, and you know the Dirtbag Nation now from talking with me this summer and stuff. That's what it's all about. It's an amazing game. You never know where it's going to take you. And I'd like you to just kind of share some of your experiences, because we're coming from North America, Canada over here. But, you know, you've had the fortune to be able to go from Germany over to U.S.
Yeah, so I played summer ball in the States in Danville, Virginia. That was like the biggest thing for me to come out of Europe. And sure, I learned early enough from having import coaches. So that means like American people coming over to Germany to teach us baseball. You learn about the work ethic. You learn about, you see how good they are. So you know you always have to do more than everybody besides you, around you, if you want to be better. But the first time you got a real taste of the North American baseball, it blew my mind the first day, and it changed a lot because now you see 20 guys doing extra work. 20 guys sitting in the cage until midnight and hitting, especially in a summer ball team, everybody is friends and had a good time. But it just changed even like the worst ethic even more than before because you see the other guys, how hard they work, and that motivates you even more to work harder.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing. Like you said, when you're around just people that do baseball and that's what they live, breathe, die, that's what it is. It really does blow you away. And, you know, a sidebar, amazing bonus, who is one of your teammates that you ended up playing with over there in Danville, Virginia? And wow, you go ahead and share the story.
So probably everybody that follows the Savannah Bananas on social media saw about my guy, Dakota McFadden. I was fortunate enough to have Dakota McFadden and Ryan Fairclough. He was my roommate at the time, and he was the best friend of Dakota McFadden. So we spent the summer in Virginia for a couple of weeks after Dakota's college summer ball was over. So he came over to play with us a couple of weeks. And then after, when I lived in North Carolina, he came every school breaks they had, Thanksgiving, Christmas break. He came over, and I really have to say, from being back then with him to now seeing him on the big show and talking to him daily as soon as possible. Sure, his schedule is big with the Bananas. But even his experience that he shares about banana ball and just a great human being on the field, off the field, what do you want to be?
Yeah, you just never know, do you? It's, as you always hear us say, dirtbags, it's just every day is its own adventure. You just got to wake up. You got to take it you got to grasp it and take a hold of it. And like we say, get up, get after it, get dirty every single day because you just don't know what's going to bring to you. Or who you're going to meet, or what paths are going to cross, what network is going to open up for you. That's what it's all about. That's a cool story. I love hearing about it. And so let's talk about it. You did a little bit in the U.S. and then you came back home. Was it different coming back home to Germany? And what was the reception like after you did that? Was it open with the other Germans? Was it, you know, as you always like to say, oh, you're big league now or whatever. And did you have to balance that and try to stabilize yourself and keep it all in respect?
It was a shock in the beginning, sure, from having the access to indoor hitting facilities, access to baseball fields every day, because we worked out like between 6 to 7 days a week where you hit and you field. And if it's raining, you go inside. You always had a place to work out to coming back to Germany, where the team is only practicing twice a week. And if it's raining, there's no indoor facilities in our area. So we never had the chance for that. So that was like the biggest shock from going every day baseball to, okay, I have to find ways like buying a net and hitting in a local park off the tee in the winter in the snow by myself. And you see like the work ethic too, because the German baseball is different than the North American baseball. So it was too cold. A lot of times people say, no, I don't want to. But for me, it teaches me a lot about the game. Things happen, things are good, things happen, bad things happen. So it teaches me a lot to just grind through. I was blessed enough to have a coach who always told us, work hard, pray harder, never give up, keep working. If it works, keep working. If it's not working, keep working. So that was like a big point where we always, like for me, it doesn't matter the end of the day, I just have to work. Because one day it will work out. And a couple of years later, as blessed that I am sitting here now next to you after playing Division One in France.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, a little bit of the France connection or whatever, that was another player that happened you met while you were over in Danville, Virginia, too. Nicolas Antoine, a pitcher with me over here in France, a French player. And, you know, so that kind of was how you got the first taste of La Rochelle, where we are right now, and that connection. But was that always something on your mind to come down here to France if the opportunity arose?
Yeah, we had a conversation for 4 years. So I was going on back and forth. He always told me, come to La Rochelle. I studied in Germany, so I told him, for me, the degree was more important at that point. Sure, grind and everything, but you need to at least get your degree. And then, like we said, we talked about in the last year after university was done, I finished school and then I was blessed enough to talk to you for the first time and got the opportunity, and there was like no hesitation.
Yeah, and I mean, we're just under 2 minutes here left in this segment, but talk to them a little bit about what the experience has been for you like this summer and that. So a totally different taste. Here it's European baseball, and I know Nolan wants to get talking with you in the second segment because he's had the chance to play out over here in France as well. But, you know, before we get there, just, you know, what's the summer like, or what's the summer been like for you?
I learned baseball is a humbling game. That's what this summer showed me. Baseball, I always call it like a roller coaster lifestyle. That's what I call baseball. Because you have your up and downs. You go and you have days where you go 3 for 6 and you feel like you're the big man. And the next day you go 0 for 4. So what I really like about France, what I learned this year is the pitching was really good out here with having a lot of imports, especially like Latin American guys out here, that former AA, AAA guy. Who knows? Like he pitched once to you and he sees, oh, okay, I'm going to throw this pitch. So that was the thing I learned the most about this year was seeing quality pitching every game, every time.
Yeah, no question. It's a pitcher's league for sure. So talk quickly just about some of the highlights that you experienced this past summer.
It was really great to see like different places, like had a chance to travel to Paris. Toulouse was like one of the most beautiful cities besides Paris I saw here. On the other side, playing Challenge de France, where the 8 best teams out here in France playing against each other. So you play against the best competition out here. And sure, like always, there's baseball, meeting new people, meeting players, learning from other players. That was like a really good experience for me.
Yeah, no question. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're just going to keep moving along.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. As you know, we're talking with Max Federer on this show. And Nolan, I know you've got some questions for him with your experience over here in France. So the floor is yours.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously I played over in France, coached over in France, did the whole nine yards with the Savigny Lions. So Max, I mean, obviously this year you had the opportunity to go up and watch the London series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. What was that experience like? Because obviously that wasn't available over there when I was over in France at that time. Something that they just brought in, what, I think 2018, 2019, when they first implemented it. How was that game, man, and what was the experience like?
It was a great experience for me. It was my first MLB game I ever watched in my life. So I was really excited since we got the tickets, I believe, in March. And then really actually going from France was a quick flight, like an hour getting over there, get to the stadium. And then for the real first time seeing real the whole MLB teams, whereas the Chicago Cubs against the Cardinals, kind of crazy because you see those guys on TV every time and every day you watch videos about them, but now you see them making those unbelievable plays in real life. You see the MLB player hit a ball right in front of you, and it's just amazing the difference you can see between what an MLB player does and what a normal person, I would say, does.
So what was your biggest takeaway from that game in terms of just watching these guys, seeing them up close, seeing them in person? Like, what was the one thing that you took from, let's say, one particular player or a group of players that you saw during that game?
I would say the biggest thing was pitching. Seeing really like the high 90s coming in, closers throwing 99, and you sit up there in the stands and you're like, wow, even from up here, it looks so fast. It's like ridiculous because you're not sure. I saw 94 before, but you never saw 99 to 100. So that was like really impressive to see. And also having people like Dansby Swanson out there, one of the best short subs, making plays where you would think, oh, there's a base hit up the middle, and then he making the plays and make it even look easy for him. That was like the biggest point for me.
So how, like, this is an important question to me, obviously, with it being your first game and everything like that. How early did you get there before the game? Like, was it open, let's say, 2 hours early so you could go and watch the players take BP, do their stretching, do their warm-up throws, all that type of stuff? Or was it just kind of like, okay, half an hour before the game starts, you guys are allowed in?
We had only the chance to get 30 minutes before and around 30 minutes, 45 minutes. So we had to walk around the stadium first to get to our seats because of the other side from the entry. The chance we had to see was players warming up, throwing at least. And you see like every like three MLB players walking out there and each have like their own personal trainer with them, stretching. So that was like a funny experience too, to see everybody has his own guy with him making his sprints work. And so I saw that. So I said I couldn't see the BP, but I saw a player warming up. Or like the bullpens before the game, so we could see it.
So my final question for you, right? Obviously, having that been your first MLB game that you went to, I believe the Chicago Cubs won that game too, if I'm not mistaken, the game that you went to. Are the Chicago Cubs your favorite team, and is Dansby Swanson your favorite player?
Chicago Cubs are not my favorite team, but Dansby Swanson is like in the top three list of all-time favorite baseball players for me. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's the right answer. I was going to say, if you were a Cubs fan, we would have to cut this episode short.
No. Dansby Swanson since Randy, because I watched a lot of college baseball growing up, and Dansby Swanson was like that guy that standed out in college baseball to watch for me since day one.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point with Europeans being able to watch baseball. The time change, obviously, is so drastic. What was your main form of being able to watch MLB or college?
It's rough because it's between 6 to 9 hours time difference, depends on West Coast, East Coast. So you never really have a chance to watch a game live on MLB TV because it's in the middle of the night and you have school or work, whatever it is. Sure, sometimes on a weekend, they play earlier, so you can watch like an early game. It's like 8 p.m. in Germany then, so you can watch a Sunday afternoon game or something. But for me, I watched a lot of the highlights the next day. So I was, same as college, watching the highlights the next day. this was a way for me to watch the games.
Yeah, it's a challenge over here. I know that, and it's something that MLB has to get figured out. There's no question about it, whether it's making MLB TV more affordable or accessible. There's no question about it, for sure. Yeah, I just want to circle back to that London series again. Was there anything that you took out of that game, a batting approach, defensive approach, style of play, back into your game when you came back to France? Was there anybody, I know Swanson's your favorite player, one of your favorite players, but was there anybody that you thought, hey, you know what, that was interesting. I've never really seen that before. And there's always going to be stuff when you don't see because you're there live, the on deck, the any preparation like that.
Sure. Having a chance to see Nolan Arenado out there at third base, it's always, everybody knows how good he is defensive, and him making, he even made like one play where he charged, where I was like, wow, that was a good decision to charge this ball right now. And for preparation, you see the people on deck, there's not a lot of swings on deck. It's a lot of just timing. And sure, we talked about it before with you a lot here, to be mental and physical, ready to play or to hit every time. So that was a big thing take over for me too. Went back, and instead of like, there was no swings on deck. It's on deck, it's just the timing, just get my timing right for any pitch, look at the pitches he's throwing, and having the mindset to see, okay, what is he throwing to the guys around me to prepare the mind? Okay, that's the possibility coming right now. Those are the points I would say.
Yeah, so you compare highlights on YouTube, how you watch it, I guess, whether it's college ball, MLB, to live. And Nolan and I always talk about it and stuff like that. There really isn't a comparison, unfortunately, because it's only what the camera can take and put in the video and stuff like that. But was it that overwhelming to you? Was it just that amazing that you sat there and go, man, if we could be able to watch this live so many more times, I could be a better player?
Yeah, because you see, like in highlights or even in the games, you never see any infielder taking every ground ball in preparation. You don't see any play that's making, the player's making. Sometimes a regular play was like for a highlight, but you're not special enough to put it in. But you see, oh, he take this round, or he's doing this step. So that's like where I say, yeah, it's more MLB play games I could watch. You learn from it. That's the really big reason. Like I watch the highlights to see what the best of the best are doing, to go and think about, okay, what can I do to do the same, to get better at my craft, and seeing he's taking a route to the ball like this, or he's doing this instead what I do. So give it a shot, try it out. So yeah, I think as more MLB games you have a chance to watch, as better you can be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I go back to your Swanson one where you said you're off the bat, you thought for sure, single. And all of a sudden he makes that play, right? And we just can't appreciate those things until we see them live, just how good these players are. Sure, that's their job. That's what they do. They're training every day, all day, and they've been doing it their whole life. But it really is amazing, Dirtbags, to be able to see things live. And you know that. If you're stateside, Canada, Toronto area and that, you get to see it live all the time. But anybody that is global out there watching us and listening to us, for sure, anytime we're back on the States or in the Toronto area, yeah, you got to get those tickets and be able to watch these games live, because it's just a completely different experience all the way around. Forget about just the atmosphere of being in the stadium. It's really focusing in and watching those players and what they're capable of doing day in, day out. It's just amazing to me. Yeah, for sure. And as you know, Dirtbags, we tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear all the time. And I'm just going to plug this in there, whatever, but I've been hard on you when I need to or whatever, and that, because you're a guy that aspires to go around the world and see how long and see how far you can play this game of baseball. I'm sure that was a big adjustment for you too at first when I would dial it up or whatever it was. But, you know, what was that like originally?
It was good for me because you always had like it was balanced between, okay, you're hard on me in a moment where you say like in a quiet sentence to tell me it's what I need to hear. But there was moments where I just needed that. Go out there and do it now. Don't talk, don't think about it. And sometimes it clicked. And then it was like what it helped a lot between balance of both the quiet conversations behind the scene or the one where you just like, go for it now. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. So that was, sure, it was new in the beginning, but on the other side, it was really helpful for me this year.
Yeah, one last thing, Maxwell. Obviously, our season is finished over here. What's the next goal? What's the next baseball experience? What's the next baseball wish for you?
After having the chance to play in a different country this year, sure, play in the States, but now play a whole season over here in France, it was always a dream of mine to play in a winter league. So the wishes and the conversations up are in down in Australia, because Australia always was like a dream for me to go to, talking to teams from Australia, New Zealand, or even South Africa. But I really have to say the number one on my list would be Australia.
Yeah, that's exciting. Something that neither Nolan and I have any experience with, other than like most of the world, just knowing that it exists, knowing that it's really good baseball. Teams that you've talked to, I hear Perth a lot and stuff like that, Adelaide, teams that you've talked to, where are they from?
I talked to a couple teams. I talked to teams from Sydney and a couple from the Melbourne area. So I think more could be like the Melbourne area or the Sydney area. But what's like same, like a beautiful place when you see like Sydney or Melbourne, like the pictures about the areas, the beaches around, the outbacks behind. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck with that goal too. So Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're going to carry on with the curtain call questions.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, B-Y-L-I-N-E, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. And obviously, we got to start right off at the top this past week. 2 nights ago, Mr. Adam Wainwright. Nolan, what did it mean to you as a Cardinal fan? What did it mean to baseball?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about on last week's episode, this could be the final guy to ever reach 200 wins. Obviously, the wins have become less of a dependent stat to determine how good a pitcher actually is. But still, I mean, you're looking at it, 200 wins, one team throughout his whole entire career. Obviously, Gerrit Cole, like we said in last week's episode, he's the next closest, but he's also 33 years old. So basically, he's got to win 13 games on average for the next 4.5-5 years in order to get to 200, which is not necessarily a guarantee. But I mean, with the way that Gerrit Cole pitches, he could do it. So that's why I'm saying, man, to see Adam Wainwright get to that 200 wins, obviously he came back this year just to get to that milestone. Cardinals had aspirations of getting into the playoffs, didn't come true this year. Their team looked like crap. For some reason, they're bringing back Ollie Marmol next year. Do not ask me why. Do not ask me how I feel about that, because you guys already know my stance on that one. But, I mean, congratulations, Adam Wainwright. Hell of a career. Go win your next two to finish off with 202, buddy.
Strictly as a Cardinals lifelong fan, Nolan, what did it mean to you the fact of his last two starts, especially the 200 wins, 7 innings, no runs, against a great team? Like he didn't get a can of corn for that one or whatever. What did it mean for him to just have those two and hopefully one more quality to get to 201 before the season's done?
Well, I mean, to me personally, obviously growing up Cardinals fan my entire life, seeing that guy from the Carlos Beltran strikeout all the way back in the 2006 NLCS until today, where now obviously he's a shell of his former self. He's got a 7.4 ERA for the year. I mean, you got to see all the highs and lows with Adam Wainwright. That dude back in 2017, 2018, if you told me that he was done playing professional baseball, I would have said absolutely, because those years he had 5 and change ERAs. Like his best days were way in the past, right? Same as Justin Verlander when he was finishing up his career with Detroit Tigers. Obviously, Tigers fans hated to see him finish his career that way. Everybody was like, okay, we just got to get him out of town. Just let him go and try something else, right? Adam Wainwright, man, I mean, I love him through and through. Great dude. Obviously, Roberto Clemente, award winner and nominee and all that stuff. So he does great things for the community and the whole nine yards. But, I mean, just watching him as a pure professional, guy that competed every day. He went 7 innings, right? 7 innings against the Milwaukee Brewers, doesn't allow a run. He's the oldest St. Louis Cardinals pitcher to go 7 innings and not allow an earned run in franchise.
Yeah, in his last inning, he had a guy at third.
Yeah.
So, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's great for baseball. It's great for Cardinal fans out there. If you're one of them, Dirtbag Nation. And congratulations, Adam Wainwright. You're exactly right, Nolan. So we'll carry on. We'll go in another direction. So let's talk about 2 players in this season, 1 offensive, 1 in the pitching, anomalies of seasons. 1 could potentially be the NL Cy Young winner in Blake Snell. Guy's going to end up with 200 innings, possibly 100 walks. And what, lead in ERA, lead in WHIP right now? That's and unheard of. I think I was looking at it. It might be like 1919 or something like that. The last time a pitcher had that. What? How does that work? I mean, is it because his secondary pitches are just that good that he can come out and pull that out?
Well, I mean, he's not going to lead for WHIP. WHIP, he's at a 1-2. But either way, yeah, no, the ERA and the rest of it, right? Like I don't even know how to describe it. It's just the strangest thing all the time, right? Because you're looking at it and nothing about it makes sense. What's the number one thing they always say about pitchers? Walks kill you. Well, yeah. Well, this dude's walked everybody under the sun three times this year, and somehow he's still best in the National League for ERA. Obviously, it hasn't killed him at any point. Because, yeah, like, you're looking at it, man. Like, the guy has just put together one of the most insane stat lines you'll ever see. Like, his ERA isn't even close to the next closest, right? He's 2.33. Justin Steele is 2.73. Kodai Senga is 2.95. Those are your three guys under 3 ERA for the National League this year. Like, Blake Snell just alone, right? I mean, you're looking at his stats. He's at 174 innings, so there's an out. Well, I mean, let's be honest. I can't see him getting to the 200-inning mark, but there's a chance that he still could. 227 Ks. Like, it's actually incredible. I think he's got a better chance at having more walks than hits against this year. Let's put that into perspective. He's at 111 hits, and he's at 97 walks. Yesterday, obviously, he goes the 7 innings, 4 walks, no hits. Like, it's just unfathomable to begin to try and explain this season to him. But, I mean, either way, that dude's about to cash in on $200 million, so he's going to be laughing.
Yeah, for sure. He's going to have a lot of suitors for him in the offseason, no question, and we'll be talking about it when that time comes around. So let's talk about Mr. Schwarber on the offensive side. Roll out the stat line for him for the nation, Nolan.
Yeah, so this is absolutely insane, right? So he's going to become the first player in MLB history when he gets his next RBI to finish a season with 100 RBIs, 100 runs scored, 40-plus home runs, an OBP over 345, 120 walks, and still finish with an average under 200. Right now, his average is currently sitting at 198. Obviously, you're looking at it. He's not a guy that, let's be honest, he's not beating out an infield single. Like, Kyle Schwarber, he's about as three true outcomes as it can get in the major leagues, right? And he's going to finish with over 200 strikeouts. Like, that's the most insane thing about the whole thing. And yet, this dude's still batting leadoff. Still one of the most productive players on the Phillies. He's played in 150 out of the 151 games that they played up until today's game. I just don't know what to say about the guy. He's about as consistent as you can get. Outside of the 1 year where he was on the Chicago Cubs where he tore his ACL right up against the fence there in Arizona. What was that? I want to say 2016 maybe. 2017, whatever year it was. Yeah. And yeah, you're looking at it and you're just like, this guy is an absolute anomaly for the game of baseball. But yet he's the perfect reason why everybody loves baseball. Because you see a guy that's built like him and you're like, yep, this guy is not a professional athlete, and yet he's one of the better professional athletes in the game.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. He's consistent with everything. Home runs, batting average, walks, strikeouts, games played, runs, RBIs. Unbelievable. It was very interesting when you said that to me. So we got about 6 minutes left in the curtain call question, so let's hammer away at the wild card. Tampa Bay, we know, is already in. We've talked about it, so they're taken care of. Toronto, last week, they get swept by the Rangers. They go and they sweep the Red Sox. They got 2 wins in Yankee Stadium right now. They're back in the second wild card. Is this just a teaser of a team? What is both of your thoughts? Max, Nolan, Max maybe start. I don't know. Are they real or are they just a up and down yo-yo of a team? Are they going to make the wild card still?
In my opinion, you can see with Toronto this year, that their key guys struggled. Key guys like Bobichet starting getting on what everybody's talking about, but Bobichet struggled. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. struggled. But you can see like the Statcast, he has the highest exit velo on the team, but he just hit the ball too flat this year. He's not hitting the ball out of park. He's trying to work on the line drive swing, what is good. Yeah, that's one side, but he hit everything in the glove. He's not that guy that hits all those home runs right now, and you can see in big teams, if those most important guys struggle, the team is struggling because they normally carry the team.
Absolutely. Nolan, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, so I wouldn't even say it's necessarily Toronto that's going to make the playoffs. I think it's the fact that Texas and Seattle play each other 7 times in the last 10 games of the year that's going to put Toronto into the playoffs, right? Like, you're looking at it. So obviously, Seattle's got 3 in Texas. Then they got 3 at home against Houston and 4 at home against Texas to finish out the year. Like, that's a tough stretch run for both teams, obviously. I mean, they're half a game back of Toronto. I'm talking Texas and Seattle. So obviously that's a dogfight for whoever's going to try and win that one between them, because they can't both go 5-5. One of them's got to go 6-4. One of them's got to go 4-6 or 5-5, I'd imagine. So that's why I'm saying, no matter what, end of the day, I think Toronto's laughing as long as they can do what they're supposed to do, beat the Yankees, beat the Red Sox, and hope to God that they can hang on to a playoff spot.
Yeah. I can't trust them myself or whatever in that, even if they get into the wild card. But hey, Philadelphia and so many other wild card teams have proven in the past. So all you got to do is get to the dance, as they say, right? So let's flip it over to the NL. Philadelphia is looking pretty good right now, playing pretty good ball or whatever. And that one team I want to talk about, or two, maybe even that, definitely Arizona. August was a tough month for them. Early September, not great, but boy, they've stabilized it. They're back in that second wild card again. You think they're back to playing pretty good ball? I mean, what was Zach Gallen got the win last night, and Omero Kelly's going against Logan Webb with San Francisco tonight as we're doing the show. Arizona going to be able to hold on down the stretch?
Yeah, it's 3-1 right now through the fifth inning in Arizona. I mean, they're half a game up on Chicago and then a full game up on the Miami Marlins. Now, the Marlins, I think, is going to be the interesting team to watch depending on how Sandy Alcantara comes back off the injury list. But that being said, I mean, the way that Arizona has played over the past couple of weeks, obviously a couple of weeks ago there, I said that they were done. I didn't believe that Corbin Carroll and the rest of the boys had enough to get it in them. You can see that veteran push that they're trying to make with a lot of their guys. I think they can get it done. Cincinnati has cooled off. San Francisco has cooled off a little bit, especially if Arizona beats them today. That'll essentially eliminate them from the playoffs. I get that it doesn't, but just based on how many games are left, it's tough for them to come back. Miami and Arizona and Chicago are basically the big three to watch down the stretch, because I can't see Philadelphia losing grip on one of the wild card spots.
Max, do you think Jorge Salard coming back in the lineup for the Miami Marlins is enough to make that push and maybe jump over the Cubs?
It's hard to say. We all know he can hit. He can, this guy flat out hit. But it's rough to say with the Marlins. It's like up and down for them all the time. But there's a chance. There's always a chance for every team, especially we know how it is. 10 games down, it's like do or die right now. Go for it. And they need to play their best baseball. They need to get everything together and get out of there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Cubs could use Marcus Stroman right now to slot in behind Mr. Steele. So it's great. I love to see the Arizona Diamondbacks back in there myself personally. If you're an Arizona fan out there listening to us, hey, we're rooting, or I'm rooting for you anyways, for sure. No question about it. And Miami, too. I'd like to see them in there as well. I think Philadelphia looks really good. They had a really interesting – they had a big win today, and Atlanta looks great. But they had a big win against them, and it Atlanta's pitching could be interesting down the stretch. They Edler had a tough game today. 3 2/3, I think. 4 or 5 earned runs. Atlanta's going to be interesting. They got pitchers back, which is nice. Max Fried starting to settle in again and stuff, but those young guys, you're going to have to pay attention to. I still like Philadelphia a lot in the NL. Nola pitched great again today. Wheeler had a great game last night. I don't know. Philly's looking good. That hitting's starting to come around. They're starting to get consistency throughout. Like you said, there's a lot of – Bryson Stott's had a great year with them this year. I don't know. It's something to look forward to. There's no question about it. Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And – we're all excited about it for sure. So, Max, it was a pleasure having you on the show with us tonight. We wish you nothing but the best of luck moving forward, and we know we'll be in touch with you forever. And, Dirtbags, thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. We're going to be right back here after the break, and Nolan's going to give us his final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So obviously, Shohei Ohtani has played his last game for the Los Angeles Angels for the 2023 season. Let the speculation begin on where he's going to sign in the offseason. Obviously, he sends out an Instagram post saying, I had a procedure done on my elbow earlier this morning. Everything went very well. Thank you very much for everyone's prayers and kind words. Unfortunate way to end the year, but I will be rooting for the boys until the end. Go Halos. I'm kind of paraphrasing there a little bit. Obviously, he said more than that. But either way, man, I mean, he underwent the Tommy John surgery. All speculation right now is that he won't be able to pitch until the 2025 season. Plans on returning next year. I don't know if he'll be a Bryce Harper type of situation where he can come back and be ready for opening day. Obviously, Bryce Harper had his surgery done later in the year, which is why he got pushed back until May for his return date. But still, I mean, even if Ohtani's ready to play basically and come back in DH, before June 1st, I think that that's a huge win for whatever team signs him or if he does re-sign with the Angels. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what teams actually tell him going forward. Whether, hey, you're going to be a starting pitcher or we'll use you as a closer or we just shut you down entirely on the pitching and you focus just primarily on the hitting. Because, I mean, even if he just focuses primarily on the hitting, he's still getting a $250-plus million paycheck. Because that guy is one of the best hitters in the world. He's one of the best pitchers in the world. I hope we get to see him pitch again. I hope it's not in an Angels uniform, though.
Yeah, I was going to say fingers crossed for the unicorn, but who knows what the unicorn will look like. We won't really fully know, obviously, until 2025. But, yeah, fingers crossed that – and we know his work ethic and his character and stuff. So he's obviously going to be back. What form it is, how good it is. It'll be interesting to see. So, Dirtbags, can't do it without you. We do it for you. Appreciate you so much listening, being a part of the nation every week. You want to check out our merchandise, the Rope Trainer, head on over to DirtbagBaseballNation.com. You need to message us directly, Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or myself, Kirk, at DirtbagBaseballNation.com with any questions, inquiries, training advice, whatever you need. That's what we're here to do. That's what we live it, we breathe it, we die it. You know that's who we are. We know that's who you are. So have a great week, a dirty week. If your teams are in those playoff hunts, we hope they continue. And unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.